And this week's honoree is a West Philly native whose brown bag meals satisfy hunger while feeding the spirit.
God said to me, this is what you should be doing.
At 62, Angela Graves says she's best known for two things, her food and her cheerful service.
And you know where the joy comes in? When I can sit there and I'm watching them eat and they're going, man, this chicken is good.
And it's those two talents that converged about 7 years ago when she started feeding those in need.
And I got involved with some organizations where I would go out and serve lunch, come home, cook again, and go out that evening to serve dinner.
And for a while, volunteering in a group was enough. But when the pandemic hit and the group stopped serving,
and I'm saying to myself, well, they still need to eat.
That was 4 years ago when Angela founded the nonprofit Together We Can Change. And every Saturday and Sunday morning since, Angela would drive from her home in Middletown, Delaware to her family house in West Philly, where she fires up the grill and gets to work.
Then I'm in the backyard flipping burgers, hot dogs. We did pulled pork sandwiches, chicken and corn and all sorts of stuff.
3 hours later, with enough food to feed about 80 to 100 people, she packs it all up and hits the road in her SUV, making stops wherever she sees someone in need.
Here you go. How you doing? You're welcome.
I rode along one Saturday as Angela made stop after stop, giving out dozens of brown paper bags packed with love.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you? You're welcome,
God
love.
Bless you.
What does that mean to you?
It's letting us know that it's some people out here that actually care. You're like,
that's not, actually one of the help.
That's Charles and Shantae. Angela met them near 34th and Market Streets one afternoon and dropped off two bag meals.
We've been together for 7 years, and right now all we got really is seven.
Thousands are experiencing homelessness in our region, and in Philadelphia, at last count, nearly 800 people are living on the streets.
There are few women, but mostly men. And you know where it really hurts when I see the kids.
In 2023, a quarter of those experiencing homelessness were under the age of 24, but 7 out of 10 people living outside are men.
Hey, how are you, sweetie?
Pissed off. How you doing?
Well, you know what? This good hamburger and hot dog gonna take all that pissed off away.
Thank you.
You have a blessed day.
You too.
And in that moment, Angela Brown's bag offered hope.
You know, a lot of people have just been inspired by her, including myself. Hi, my name is Paul Barber, and I know Angela Graves from work.
Angela and Paul work together at Insight, a Delaware-based pharmaceutical company. And every week, Angela emails Paul and her Insight colleagues details of her weekend efforts.
She goes out into the community, not just in Philadelphia, but in other areas of the tri-state region, and comes prepared with like 100 meals and just has become really good friends with a lot of people in need. I listened to NPR and I heard about the Good Souls Project, and of course, Angela just immediately came to mind. I think Angela's a good soul because she's just a kind and selfless person.
Angela grew up in West Philly near 43rd and Fairmount. She says her do-gooder instinct came from watching her grandmother, Ellen Smith, up close.
When I was growing up, she would prepare meals and say, take this over to so-and-so. So I was constantly running up and down the street serving meals.
Her culinary skills came from Miss Ellen, too.
She could make a meal out of anything, and it was always so good. Everything that I do, I feel like it's been inspired by her.
Angela worked so hard delivering meals, rain or shine, on Saturdays and Sundays that last June, her health took a turn.
My heart was beating super fast. We called 911.
Angela was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, or AFib, an irregular heartbeat. So Angela promised her family she'd rest on Sundays. But all this free time has her thinking about the vision for her service.
Ultimately, I want a shelter of love. The support would be there and they could just come and feel safe.
And it's possible. Angela self-funds her weekend food drops, but she has partners that have raised thousands. Together We Can Change has also organized a fundraiser. And in November, they'll hold a 5K. They've expanded their territory, serving meals in Coatesville and in Wilmington, Delaware. All the work of a good soul.
Who are we as human if we ignore the suffering of others?
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls.